This episode is brought to you by Splash Refresher. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash, they spice it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. My flavor that I've been enjoying the most lately is the wild berry. Keep one on your desk. You'll be hydrated in no time. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches Media presents
Ha Ha Laugh Funny
Mention It All, a Bravo by Betches podcast.
We don't say that, but now we said it.
With Dylan Hafer.
Who gonna check me, boo?
And Barry Rosenfeld.
I need to start drinking alcohol.
Now go to sleep, wig.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Mention It All podcast. I'm Dylan Hafer.
And I'm Barry Rosenfeld. How you doing, Dylan?
You know, I'm doing well. We were talking before we started recording. I think we both really wish it was Friday, but looking at the calendar, it just isn't. And that's, it is what it is.
That's the best way to put it, is what it is. There's nothing we can do about it. We can't be like, no, you know what? We're going to make today Friday. Well, we could make today Friday if we just don't work tomorrow.
Ooh.
That's an idea.
There are definitely days where it's like, it has been such a long time since I took a sick day that was like a fake sick day. Like, I haven't ever done that at Betches, if anyone's listening to this. But it's like, there are those moments, those days where you wake up and it's like 8 a.m. and you're like, what if I just said I was sick? And
I think you're entitled to those days. I remember like years ago, or when you first started working, when I worked in corporate, it was like, no, when you use a sick day, like, you have to be sick. And I was like, wait, how are you going to know?
That's one thing I feel like this pandemic situation will hopefully kind of make us a little more understanding as a society about, like, if you're sick, stay home. Like, that, obviously, we're working from home right now all the time. But, you know, sick days are necessary sometimes.
Yes.
I got a really exciting package yesterday. I ordered Faye Resnick's book, one of her books, I should say, and it finally arrived. I had to buy it from a used bookstore website because it's not in print anymore.
Wait, how does that happen? Like, someone was like going through their bookshelf and they're like, I don't need this anymore, but like, you can't even get it on like Amazon?
So you can buy it on Amazon, but used.
Wow.
So I ended up getting... it was from like a different website, not Amazon, but yeah, it is used. There's some little nicks and scuffs, but I specifically, all the ones on Amazon said they had writing or highlighting in them, and that was a no-go for me because I need to highlight in them
for the Bravo Book Club. Yes.
Yeah, so stay tuned on Bravo by Betches Instagram, because I'm going to be sharing some highlights.
But why did other people highlight the book? Like, did they have their own book club? Like, you need to think about things like that. And also, if you did that, why are you selling the book, honestly? Like, just...
Yeah. I mean, I do think Faye Resnick's books were pretty pretty popular in the zeitgeist back in the 90s. But I don't know. We'll see. Let's get into it. Today, we're talking about Below Deck, Real Housewives of Dallas, and the OC reunion part one. Well, we're going to get to Salt Lake City tomorrow. So
I just have to say, since we're talking about Below Deck, that this past weekend, I was on a new journey and I started and finished Below Deck Sailing for the first time. And then I didn't realize it was only one season, so it didn't take me long, but it was like 17 episodes. So I was like, whoa, this is a long season, but I am very upset that it's over. But it's starting again in what, March? Isn't it coming back in March?
We're not sure yet. I know they're working on a second season, but hopefully sometime soon. How did you like it? Are you into Below Deck Sailing?
Loved it. Below Deck is like, when anyone ever says, what should I watch that's not Housewives, I always say, like, obviously Southern Charm, Vanderpump, but Below Deck is like where it's at. And there's tons of seasons of Below Deck, Below Deck Med. Like, there's a lot of drama. It's really good.
Yeah. Okay. So this week we're picking up where we left off. They're at this beach club and Rachel is drunk and everyone is kind of just like over her bullshit.
Rachel needs to physically be removed from the microphone. Like, there's children around.
Yeah, as much as
it's not karaoke, it's not.
as much as I understand the feeling of when you're drunk and you want to have a good time and you are mad at people for trying to stop you, that needed to happen. She needed to get off the stage.
It wasn't the time or place. Like, they weren't at a club at night. They were literally at a beach bar drinking with, like, families. It was like, right. This girl, do you get out much? I don't know.
Well, so then we've seen Rachel make some comments about how she doesn't like James in the past. And then this week, she is just fully laying into him in front of the whole group, basically telling him he's a piece of shit and being like, Elizabeth, why are you wasting your time with this dude? And I was like, damn, Rachel, like, you came on strong with that.
Okay, to be honest, when this was happening, I felt bad for James because that's just rude and not nice. And nobody said anything, which is like, we have to change that in the world now. That happened on The Bachelor this week. Like, none of the girls defended one of the girls when everyone was gang up. I feel like this what Rachel was doing was actually really not nice. And there needed to be someone to be like, Rachel, cut it out. But at the same time, James is like a douche. But in that moment, he didn't deserve the treatment he was getting.
Well, it was funny because at first, like, honestly, I feel like for most of the season, James has been like, you know, he seems like kind of an asshole, but like not in any real like tangible way.
Right.
And then Rachel said all this stuff and it was kind of like that was uncalled for. And then for the rest of the episode, James acts like a way bigger asshole than we've seen all season. So he and Elizabeth are like seemingly really into each other. They went on this cute date last episode. They're like, you know, getting it on.
Well, she also told him to propose. Like, that was kind of weird. I'd be turned off by that, too.
I have some questions about Elizabeth's relationship behavior. She seems like maybe not the most emotionally mature person. But then for the rest of the episode, it's like a switch flips. And all of a sudden, James is like completely ignoring Elizabeth, not giving her the time of day, trying to like flirt with Aisling in front of Elizabeth. It's very weird. And it's like, he's acting like, what am I doing wrong? Like, why is everybody acting like I'm an asshole? And it's like, because you're an asshole.
Yeah.
That's why.
As much as we talk about Elizabeth not being good at her job or a little bit of a ditz, she's not a mean person. And so for that, it's kind of like embarrassing. And at that point, while they were in the cruise quarters, whatever, when this was happening, they did say something to him where they were like, that wasn't cool, James. Like, that you really ignored her. And then he says, I almost forgot she was there for a second. And I was like, come on, dude, like, she's a human.
Yeah, this is one of those times where it's like, I totally get that everybody has their, like, you know, commitment issues or past relationship trauma or whatever, but there are limits of like what is understandable because of that and what is like, you need to get over your shit and remember that there is another person involved in this situation. And if you can't be in a thing with Elizabeth anymore, you need to grow up and say something to her. You can't just pretend like, why does she think we have a thing? It's like, because you did.
Right. Well, that's the big thing of it, is grow up. Like, everyone has their way of getting back at someone or, like, you know, showing them who's boss, but he's not good at it. But after this whole situation, the whole crew like has it out for Rachel and no one's answering her. Everyone's ignoring her. James is saying how he is never touching a rag again, like in the kitchen. No one's going to help her. So when she comes to the deck with the provisions, no one is answering to the fact where Captain Lee is like, do I have the only working like walkie talkie? And I thought that was really funny because it was all like they were like, we're not answering. But it's like, guys, no, you're working. Like, you actually have to go and help. And then he had to have a meeting and he was like, what the hell is going on? Like, what, you guys have to talk to the chef. But apparently she like, I don't know, the way they give Captain Lee information just like irks me sometimes because they don't do it. It's not in the best interest of anyone they're talking about.
There's always a motive when like Francesca is talking to Captain Lee. Like, I like Francesca, but when she's like, so there's been a bit of an issue. It's like, you don't actually need to talk about Rachel being drunk to the captain. Like, she wasn't like endangering anyone. She just was like, and it's funny because like Captain Lee is talking about how Rachel has all this potential and she's like letting it slip through her fingers. And it's like, she's not made a bad meal this entire season. So I think it's a little dramatic to act like she's like ruining her career by getting drunk a few times.
Like, and it was her day off. Like, we've seen crew members get drunk on the actual boat. Like, she was absolutely entitled to do that. So because you personally were embarrassed, that's not affecting her job.
I mean, I disagree with that, because they have talked about on Below Deck how, like, part of your job, even when you're off duty, is you don't embarrass the boat. And I feel like there is a line there, but it's a little dramatic to be like, she's throwing her future down the drain by getting drunk. It's like, say, don't do it again. It's interesting. Like, I feel like we're going through phases on Below Deck this season where it's like, oh, like, COVID's coming, everything's going to shut down. And then this episode felt like totally normal. So it's like, okay, I got, like, I'm curious, like, when the shit is going to hit the fan, but I guess we're not there yet.
Or if it is, because they are kind of, like, separated from everyone. I don't know. But the whole crew right now is falling apart medically, so I don't know if it's COVID or not.
Elizabeth has a UTI. Somebody else is, like, everybody's just, like,
Rachel just doesn't want to start in the kitchen. I was like, girl, come on. You don't say shart on TV.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach. We have just entered spring, and while I don't love that the weather outside is still a little bit cold, you know the silver lining of that is that I have had a few more chances to wear my Quince cashmere before it gets too warm, and I just love throwing that on, whether it's by itself, a little layering moment with a t-shirt under, with a jacket over, with a bigger coat over. The cashmere is the perfect thing to just add to any outfit to make it look a little more pulled together. And the way that Quince prices their items, it doesn't feel like it has to be this wild thing that you're splurging on. It is so nice to have those pieces in your wardrobe that feel luxurious, but come at a price point that you can stomach. It's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters starting at just $50. They also have organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and also timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. And the best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of middlemen and passes the savings on to us. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/mention for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/mention to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/mention.
Okay, let's move on to Dallas. This episode was, it was like a weird continuation of last week, because I felt like this dim sum thing was, like, not that big of a deal. It was just like, whatever, Cam didn't want to eat the chicken foot, and Tiffany was, like, harping on it a little bit. And all of a sudden, Cam has this, like, tremendous grudge on Dr. Tiffany Moon, and is, like, the entire episode, even when they're not in scenes together, is taking all of these opportunities to make every little dig at Tiffany. And it's like, oh, wait, like, this is that serious? Like, girl. Right.
Well, we have seen before, even Stephanie mentions it, like, Cameron is the type of person you cannot argue with. It is her. She sees one way, and it's like, she does, like, harp on things to the point where you just need to apologize and just be like, let's move on fresh. Even fast forwarding at the table, when Tiffany says, I'm sorry, Cameron doesn't even let her finish her sentence. She goes, okay, yep, let's move on. Like, all she physically wanted was an apology. I was like, Cameron, like,
you've spent the entire episode talking about how, like, pissed off you are, then you literally are just, like, not even willing to listen to a two sentence apology.
Right.
Cameron is, like, one of those people where I think she's a great housewife in terms of, like, the lifestyle, the over-the-topness, the, like, being petty and all of this. But, like, being friends with her seems exhausting.
Because sometimes don't know what route she's going to go. And it's scary. Right.
Yeah. It was nice. She did plan a very nice birthday party for Carrie, her 50th. She wanted to go to Saint-Tropez, but that wasn't an option. So she brought Nikki Beach to Dallas.
Girl, and it's not just her birthday. Girl, it's her 50th.
It's her 50th, girl. And, you know, girl, because she can't go to Saint-Tropez, we're going to bring it here, girl.
At first, I was like, okay. But then it got more fun. I was like, okay, like this. Okay. It was also at her father-in-law's house, which I was very interested in why
that
it was.
House looked like a castle.
Yeah. It's yeah.
Like ridiculous. So it's interesting, like Carrie Brittingham, it's her 50th birthday. She's like doing this photo shoot with like topless with like beads all over her body. It's interesting because like I don't like dislike Carrie right now. I just still feel like I don't really care about her that much. But I mean, whatever. I don't think she's like taking away from the show at this point.
No, I mean, she has her moments, I would say. Like, this episode was a good episode for her. She just wanted to drink and have fun. And I was curious, though, why this is the type of birthday party where I feel like husbands or significant others should have been there. It was a little bizarre. Or maybe, like, come at nighttime, like, let the women have, like, lunch.
Like, let the women have their, like, hot guys standing there when they show up, and then the husbands can come at, like, 8 p.m.
Right, exactly.
It's interesting, Cam is like, oh, like Carrie always says it's a situation. And they show this like montage of her saying it. I'm like, I don't remember ever hearing her say that, but like, I guess Carrie Brittingham has a catchphrase.
I guess, but I feel like it should have been something else, like maybe just like her name or like 50 or something. And then
later in the episode, I wrote down somebody says, refers to it as the chicken foot situation, and I just thought that was so funny.
Okay, there's something I need. Wait, Dylan, I wrote that down. I go, Cam went right into the chicken foot situation. Like, that's in my notes. I'm dead. Wait, so I do have to point out, though, that I was laughing when Tiffany showed up to the party, and she was like, I brought a gift and a cute card. Like, I love when housewives have to, like, say what they brought. She goes, I don't know what this is, but they told me it's really good. I don't drink tequila. And like, it was a bottle of 1942. It's like, Tiffany, I know you don't drink tequila, but like, you have to know what that is. You, even if anyone doesn't drink tequila, you have to know it. It's a $150 bottle of tequila. You have to know.
That's what I was going to say. Like, even just going by the price, like, you obviously didn't buy like cheap tequila at the store. It's pretty alcohol. It's like, obviously people have their personal preferences, but usually it's pretty easy to tell what better alcohol is because it's more expensive.
Correct. Correct.
The party was fun. I guess Carrie's personality, all of a sudden I'm like, tequila. Yay. She loves tequila.
I do appreciate Brandy being like cautious. I'm not sure if she was doing it as a joke or not, which at that point it was like,
I think it was a joke. I would not say she was doing anything that was particularly cautious. Like, she was wearing a face shield. It seems like as a joke, she was like taking shots.
But
and like
the thing is, Cameron was like iffy about it and putting her on the end. I was like, no, tell her she can't come. Like, that's how this works.
That's the thing. So it's like, it's weird to me that like in certain contexts, obviously, like on Atlanta this week, we saw Drew FaceTiming into Candy's event because she said she was quarantined after traveling for her father-in-law's funeral. Whereas like on this episode, Brandy's just been in Florida, but she's like, I tested negative 4 times, so I'm coming, but I'm gonna wear a face shield, but that doesn't actually do anything. But like, we don't know how recently she flew.
Right.
Like, was it actually enough time that the test would be accurate? And it seems like that's the kind of thing where I would expect that production is like enforcing rules with that. So I'm hoping that it was actually safe and they just were kind of like making a joke out of it for the show. But it feels weird because it's like, that's not actually that funny. Like,
no, it's not. But I do have to say the funny part is the shots, because I've seen videos on like Instagram too. And I just think when people forget they're wearing a mask and they start eating or do it, like, I do think that's really funny because
also, also, Deandra had a really great shady confessional moment when she was like, she risked her health for Florida. Like, you need a hazmat suit coming back from Florida, even when it's not a pandemic. Deandra, I feel like she isn't that like deeply involved in the drama yet this season, but I'm kind of enjoying her presence. She seems lighter, I would say, without Leanne there. Like,
me too. She
was her relationship with Leanne was always like so loaded, like there was so much baggage there and it was so personal, and now it's like I'm loving how they're showing like her meditation and her, you know, she just seems like she's in a fun place.
I agree. I told you that earlier that I feel she's grown on me this season. And I'd never not liked her, but you're right. Like, her relationship with Leanne, it kind of, Leanne just like outshined her. I don't know if that's the right word to say, but you can tell D'Andra was always like walking on eggshells around her. And that's the crazy part about casting for these shows, is that some people truly don't work well together. And now she's doing great.
I mean, I went through phases with Leanne. I think she was at her kind of height, like a really incredible housewife. Obviously, she ruined that for herself. But like, I think she's one of those people where she always just kind of sucked a lot of the air out of the room. And on top of that, D'Andra was like going through so much back and forth with her financial situation. And that just kind of got old too. And so it's fun to see her like, kind of just seems like she's in a better place. I'm enjoying it. Whatever. I don't know. I'm liking the season of Dallas so far. I feel like it feels like kind of a breath of fresh air.
Yeah. Let's talk about Stephanie really quick before we move on, because I feel like she's the, for me, like a shining star. Like, you're like, elaborate on that. She just like is all, I always have felt this way. She's a good friend. She's a good mom. She's a good wife. She's not really involved in the drama. I hate to say this. Watch something happens like tomorrow or this week with her. Every time I say it, like a housewife, something happens. But like, she's starting a new business, or she claims she started a new business, and we've really seen a difference from her.
A foundation. She's starting a foundation.
When from the beginning of Dallas to now, and her relationship with Travis, and how she's really like standing on her own two feet. And she's like, yeah, Travis can be an asshole, but like he still like supports me in some of the things that she does. It's
like a little troubling to me the way that Travis seems to like not really be like on board with her having her own thing. But I'm hoping that that is just kind of like a bad moment or something, and that that's not kind of like representative of their overall relationship. But right, I do like Stephanie. It's cool that she's kind of like doing her own thing.
Yeah, and all she wants is an office and a laptop. Like, that's all she's asking for to really get going.
Splash Refreshers are the delicious zero-calorie beverage I'm reaching for again and again when I'm feeling thirsty for something flavorful. I believe in the three beverage rotation on my desk at all times. One for caffeinating, one for hydrating, and one for fun. But Splash spices it up by putting the fun and hydration in one. I don't have to dread my 8 cups of water a day. I just drink Splash and like it. Lately, my go-to office beverage has been the Splash Wild Berry flavor. It's so nice to just put a few in the fridge at the beginning of the week, grab one whenever you want something nice and refreshing. It's just the right amount of flavor, just the right amount of sweetness. You know the vibes. When you want something refreshing, when you want something hydrating, Splash is the perfect thing to reach for. It perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. And it's available in 5 craveable flavors. Wild Berry, that's my favorite, acai grape, pineapple mango, lemon, and mandarin. In orange. It's there to satisfy your need for hydration with a little flavor. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart, or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger. Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? Well, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Okay, let's move on to the Orange County reunion.
Oh, goodness.
I knew this reunion was going to be a lot, because as we very quickly established, basically everyone in the cast is anti-Bronwyn at this point. And I'm not particularly a fan of Bronwyn at this point either, but the energy, the negative energy toward her is a lot.
It is. However, the problem with reunions is that we don't see everything, and there has to be a reason that each person feels this way, except for Gina. Gina really stood up for her and was when she needed to. Not, of course, I feel like she agreed with the other woman for some things. But you know what? Elizabeth really had a problem with Bronwyn. And the problem I have with Elizabeth is that's fine. Bring it to the reunion. We need to see more from you anyway. But if we haven't seen drama with you the entire season, like, don't make this about you and like what the, like what you're like name calling when after Bronwyn, and it's like, what are you talking about? We don't know anything about
I saw some people say this on Twitter, and I totally agree that this totally felt like Elizabeth knew that she needed to kind of like do something at the reunion, like earn her orange or whatever.
Well, that wasn't
it. Like, it feels like too little too late to me if I were making casting decisions, which sadly I'm not, but yeah, it's just one of those things where, like, we've seen this with lots of housewives in the past, that it's like they have kind of a quiet or like weak season, and then they come to the reunion and clearly have a fire under their ass. And, you know, as much as I think Elizabeth in some alternate timeline could have potential to be a good housewife, it's like, you showing up to the reunion and calling Bronwyn a backstabbing bitch isn't like,
yes,
isn't actually like doing it for me.
I was just going to say that, but they all, Bronwyn now thinks that there's so much that went on. Bronwyn says that Shannon has a drinking problem, and then all the other women say that Bronwyn's just looking for ways to become famous, which we've heard many people say before. But it's like, these are sensitive subjects where we can't pinpoint like or blame or accuse anyone of doing anything, but these women know more than we do. Take that with a grain of salt. I'm not believing anything these women say either, but
it's interesting how thoroughly Shannon and Bronwyn's relationship has deteriorated, because at the beginning of the season, they were pretty close. And now, I mean, Shannon, when they talk about Gina's house at the beginning of the episode, pretty much right away, Shannon is saying that Bronwyn threw her under the bus for these comments that she is adamant that she didn't make. And you know, pretty much everyone is immediately coming after Bronwyn for talking about Gina's house. And then, you know, Shannon really seems angry with Bronwyn. Like, I feel like with somebody like Emily, or even like with Kelly, they kind of like dislike her and are being like petty about things. But Shannon seems really upset with Bronwyn in a more kind of like personal way.
I mean, yeah, I mean, we see the ups and downs with Shannon and her feelings towards people every single season. Like, all of a sudden we see that Emily and Shannon have really turned their friendship around. And
right.
And Emily's very grateful for Shannon being there. So it's like, at this point, I feel like Shannon really picks and chooses who she puts her energy towards. And I think that she's done with Bronwyn.
Definitely.
Well, and now she definitely is.
Well, and with the Shannon's relationship with John, Gina kind of is stuck in the middle there too, because she's like, what am I supposed to do when you call me and you're wasted and you're telling me these concerning things? Like, I'm not just going to forget about it. And I think Shannon clearly regrets probably what she said to Gina. Maybe she doesn't even remember exactly what she said to Gina, because it's like, yeah, you can't take that stuff back. And it's like, I'm not just going to forget about it if you tell me that your relationship is toxic, and then the next day you're like, no, it's fine. It's like, okay, no. Like, we're not just going to forget that.
Listen, we've all been in that situation where your friend tells you something about their significant other, and once your friends hear a negative about them, it's hard to turn around, and that's the position Gina's in right now.
I think it's interesting Shannon cleared up that, what's his name? David Bedore. David has not met John, and Shannon has not met Leslie, David's new wife, which,
so awkward. You know,
yeah, it is awkward. It's interesting though. Shannon clearly has some feelings about the fact that that David is not really putting in an effort to co-parent, you know, in a positive way, and that sucks.
I mean, speaking of, he's one of the biggest assholes that's ever been on the show. So I'm not shocked at all by this.
Okay. We have to talk just as briefly as possible. We have to address the Kellyphant in the room, Kelly Leventhal.
He has her foot in her mouth so far back that it's like literally coming out of her ass.
It was so, I mean, not that I expected anything different than what happened, but it was just so disappointing that even when she's given kind of the easiest possible platform. Andy is not that tough of a judge. You know, like he'll ask pointed questions or, you know, try to get a specific answer, but he's not the kind of person who, he's not really dragging anyone at the reunion. And he basically gives her, I would say, several chances to kind of make an apology, walk something back, say that she feels bad, clear up how she really feels. And she, not only does she not like take that opportunity graciously, but she basically is like, why, what do you want from me? Why would I need to say that? Like, what do you want me to do? Apologize? And it's like, yeah, an apology would be a start.
Yeah. And by the way, she's saying all this, like, what do you want from me, with tears in her eyes, which means, Kelly, you can dish it, but you can't take it. So just fucking apologize, because the things you said were literally like disgusting. But well, I have to say that Andy was like, I was dying at this, because Andy was like, I've gotten messages how you're a moron, you're terrible. And then Kelly, I can't. Kelly turns around and goes, well, I've gotten messages too that you're anti-American. And I was like, no, like, Kelly, we are not at middle. Like, you're a grown-ass woman. Like, grow up.
And she's saying, well, he's saying that people want to boycott the show. She's like, well, I haven't lost any followers. And it's like, that is so, it's the clearest, that's the like clearest representation that she doesn't actually get it, and that she doesn't, whatever kind of apology she puts out or like statement she makes or anything like that, that she doesn't actually give a shit. Right. And it's like, it's honestly like, thanks for letting us know, because we know, there's no doubt, like, we know.
Right. And it's hard. It's bad to say, it's unfortunate, because she's been behaving like this for a while now. But I said this a few weeks ago too, where she had a good episode, and it's so hard because you want to agree with her that one thing she says, and then right, she'll just say one thing and you're like, God damn it. Like, why? We can't agree with you because of all, if it out, what the bad things you say really outweigh the one good thing you said.
It's definitely unfortunate. I'm super curious. I mean, we still have part two to get through, but I'm super curious to see kind of what choices Bravo makes with this show, because I think most people would agree that the cast needs kind of an overhaul, but I'm really curious to see kind of where they are going with that.
Yes, we'll, and I have to point out your meme that you posted on Bravo by Betches Instagram today was hilarious, with Andy in the freezer and Gina in the fridge, because the whole cast is expired.
it's like watching the show, like, Gina is the only one on the cast that I feel any kind of like, oh yeah, I like her. And yeah, like, that's not good in a cast of six people when there's only one that I'm like, I kind of like her.
I know. And that's what I was saying before, where it's, when, if they do recast, would they completely do it? Or like, would they keep Gina? Would they keep Emily, you know? And then we'll have to see the new friendships forming. Like, it's so awkward, but we'll see.
I'm nervous, even though it's like, it doesn't really affect me, but I mean, we have to watch it and talk about it, so I'd like it to be good.
Yes, it does affect us.
Give me a show that I can make good content about. Come on. Anyway, thank you so much, guys, for listening. We will be back tomorrow with another exciting episode. Don't forget to rate, review, subscribe, follow us on Instagram at Bravo by Betches, and be cool.
Don't be all like uncool.
Thank you to our sponsor, Splash Refresher. Meet the water beverage that loves self-care as much as you do. Just because you have to hydrate doesn't mean it has to be tasteless. Splash Refresher makes hydration deliciously easy. Splash perfectly blends refreshing fruit flavors with just a little bit of sweetness, all with zero sugar and zero calories. I am going to go grab myself a wild berry splash now that I am done recording, and you should too. Consider your hydrated self thriving. Find Splash Refresher today on Amazon and Instacart, or at your local Walmart, Sam's Club, or Kroger.
Betches.